Next, we want you to meet a very interesting character. We call her the Throwing Madonna. That's actually shorthand for one of the ways we became serious toolmakers. Of course, this idea is a little speculative.
Well, that's right. You and I have a problem here, Adam. We watched all this happen, and these modern scientists are just trying to figure it out. We'll cause trouble if we start talking about things we know before they discovered them.
What do you think we should do?
Well, you could get around it by telling our friends about that neat speculation that neurobiologist William Calvin made.
And let them think about the idea. Okay. Calvin suggests that women were a strong force among prehistoric technologists. His ideas are based on some inspired detective work. He begins with mothers and babies. The parent-child bond is powerful. Think about the house cat who climbs into your lap to purr. Outdoor cats don't do that. Cats who live with humans learn to mimic babies, and they lay a powerful claim to our affections. Nesting near the heart awakens a bond. The heart is in the center of the chest, but the left ventricle pulses loudest. A baby is happier on its mother's left arm, where it takes the greatest comfort from her beating heart. Calvin thinks that's the reason why most of us are right-handed. A mother survived with a child on her left arm only if she could protect herself with the right. When Calvin gives us the term, the throwing Madonna, he's referring to the mother who can throw a stone at a jackal while she's holding her child. Now, what has this to do with technology? Calvin points out that for right-handedness to have much Darwinian value, prehistoric mothers had to be deeply involved in the manual skills of survival. They had to be hunters, tool makers, and tool users. Modern scientists can't go back and look at cavemen, but they can look at advanced apes. Sure enough, hunting is shared among male and female apes. Here's a case history. Primate biologists have studied Japanese macaque monkeys. In one test, the scientists scattered grain in the sand along a seashore. The monkeys needed to get at the grain. One female monkey made a remarkable mental leap. She was trying to separate grain from sand. In frustration, she flung a handful into the sea. The sand sank. Grain floated back to her. In no time, she'd formalized the procedure. The young apes were quickest to copy her. Some adult males never caught on. Calvin goes further. African chimpanzees shape sticks to catch termites in anthills for supper. Females are far more creative and persistent at this technology. The same is true in selecting tools and inventing methods for cracking nuts. Why? He offers a compelling hypothesis. Maybe it's because the female of the species spends more time with the young, and the young teach creative freedom of the mind to the old. Well, as I said, Lucy and I have our own knowledge of all this, for we have lived it. But we must keep that knowledge to ourselves. It's enough for us to point out that Calvin's imagery of the throwing Madonna convincingly connects the bond between mother and child with the creative process. Something else we need to mention here. Lucy and I have often had to rediscover our own inventive muse.
I'll say we have, Adam.
We've gained it and lost it many times, but we've never managed to reclaim it without first laying aside some of the solid ground of adulthood and maturity. This is a point we come back to in Track 6, but first, we need to see what happened to Lucy and me after we became Homo erectus. Now we had stone tools, we had pretty substantial brains, we'd moved beyond Africa, and we were ranging over the entire Eastern Hemisphere.